Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
It's Catherine.
It's Patrick. And this... Is Seek Treatment
a podcast?
A podcast about boys, sex, fucking, forking, and you guessed
loving.
Now wow. I just sprang out of bed. I'm so tired for some reason. I set my alarm for 9:30. Woke up at 9:30. Then like literally just lie there for 1 second. Next thing you know, it's 11:13.
Oh, next thing you I slept 10 American hours. I came home from the show. We had secret for those listening. Unfortunately, if you have the unfortunate experience of listening to this, I want to let you know that last night we had Seek Treatment live, and then I literally got home from Seek Treatment live at like 9:30, and was in bed, passed out by 10.
Oh, that's so good.
I know I'm famously jet lagged, so
I didn't have that experience. I was like definitely up late, but still, I don't understand like. I think I was asleep by like 2:30. So that would definitely mean I slept for like 9 hours.
Which you would think would be enough, but in this economy.
But you know what I'm back in the mix of?
What?
I'm glad you said that. Like that. Because it's Love Island.
Love Island
season 4.
Yes. Play. What's going on in there? Tell me what's going on in there.
Everyone and their mom is desperate to fuck Megan.
Don't even get me started on Megan.
No.
Megan is the hottest girl who's ever been on Love Island. Does she do it for you?
She does it for me, yeah.
She does it for me, too. She's, like, stunned, but also titty.
Something about her eyes are so sad that it's hot almost. Do you know what I mean? There's a deep, deep sadness in her eyes.
Which is inherently erotic. To be sad, to be...
And I hate, you know who I hate is the Georgia this season.
Oh my God, she's loyal, mate.
Yes.
Just wait for her.
I just got to the point where she like exploded. She like went on a date with
him.
She's
so annoying.
The kiss. I just like got to the part with the kiss. And I had to, like, I really need everyone to find out the truth.
Oh, is that lying. When she like lied and it's like on camera and she's like, she's like, I didn't kiss you, but she like, there's a video of her kissing him?
Yeah.
I relate to that though. I relate to Georgia just being like, what? Like, he did it. I think she's also like 14 years old or something insane.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm so glad. I feel such relief that I was not a Love Island contestant in my early 20s. Not that they would never let me on the program because I've had an intense, very dense cellulite since I was 18. But if I had slipped in there at 17, you never know what could have happened. Because I famously went on a beach trip to Cabo when I was 17 and I got fingered in a lawn chair. And
oh my God, really?
It was a time in my life where I really felt in my power sexually and I knew that I was suddenly having a way with men.
Wait, I didn't know you got fingered on a beach during your 17, but that does sound familiar. Who did it for me?
I'd never had a boyfriend. I don't think I'd ever been fingered before. But it was this guy who like went to a different school.
Who just happened to be in Cabo at the same time?
Well, it was like a Houston high school, like spring break exodus situation.
Oh.
It was like a spring break trip.
That's a lot like Laguna Beach.
It was a lot like that. And it was like, I think I've talked about this. I had an allergic reaction to a mango daiquiri and my face broke out in hives. I was drinking so much. So many fruity drinks and little pizzas. And I was just, for some reason, rail thin at the time. And I remember because I told the story about the lawn chair. The embarrassing part is that I didn't know it was like cool and hot to be wet. So I like scraped it out and put it on the sidewalk.
Wait, what?
I scraped out my wet.
Oh really?
Like I was like, what's going on with me? I'm so wet. And then I just like, and I like scraped.
What's going on with me? What's going on with me?
And then I like,
I'm so not myself right now. I'm sweat.
I'm so drenched. I'm a little snail girl. And so I literally like, I have a vague, drunken, hazy memory of like wiping out the wet and like wiping it on like the concrete next to the lawn chair, and then getting nice and dryly fingered.
Oh my God.
Is that gross? I mean, it is, but is it too
Wait,
gross?
my son just got yeah. For a second, for some reason, like it was weird for me. It was weird for me too just
It
then.
was weird for you. It was weird for me when I was getting dryly fingered.
You know what I'm concerned about?
What?
Well, you know I went up to 40 mg of Prozac because
Yeah.
the lady on the computer said that it might be easier to only take one pill. And
The lady on the computer doesn't believe in your ability to take two pills a day.
so but I also haven't been having any funny ideas or thoughts. And so when I was telling Angela in the Uber, I was like, I think I was saying I didn't feel funny last night. And he was like, and he does blame like everything on medication, but he's like, maybe it's because you're up to 40. So I'm like, is Prozac making me not funny? The
No,
extra
that's not how it
10 mg?
works. Also, like, there's just always periods where I don't feel funny and then it comes back.
Yeah.
But you also were funny last night and you're just being dramatic.
Didn't feel a lot funny.
You're
I
making me
don't feel
laugh.
funny at all lately because I don't do front facing videos.
I can't.
You think they'll be over? Like, do you think
I
that?
don't know. You would think at this point, like, we've reached, like, the swell has. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the wave needs to break. The
Yeah.
swell of front-facing cam comedy videos.
I
I don't know
know.
what it is. I guess that's TV now. Like there was TV.
Yeah.
TV doesn't really me saying TV doesn't exist anymore.
Wait, so you didn't watch Succession yet?
No, I'm really behind on all my programs.
You watch Succession, but I don't really understand it anymore. What's going on with it anymore?
I'm because I was in Say It With Me Latvia and I'm now kind of crawling out of my post-work depression. I'm behind on my two shows, which are Succession and The Morning Show.
I have to watch the morning show.
Yeah,
I
it's
have to
insane.
watch.
It's insane, but I love it. I'm like, is this the podcast? Because we haven't said a single thing yet.
I don't know. I've been saying things like Memory said the thing about being on Prozac
Oh, that was pretty hard.
and
No.
you said the thing about
I'm
Mango
feeling.
Daiquiri.
Yeah, I'm feeling unwell.
My boyfriend's mom used to not be able to say daiquiri. She always would
Would
say
you say
daiquiri. Before I met her, but like
Stop.
Anto tells
Stop.
that story a lot.
It's one of his best ones. One of his icebreaker stories. Oh my God, I would love. Okay, I'm finally getting to see my boyfriend after being apart for like 3 weeks. He landed at like 7 a.m. this morning, but I haven't seen him yet. When did we part? I need to know this. One, two. Yeah, almost 3 weeks apart. That's too long.
That's really long.
I haven't seen him, and I think he probably fell back asleep after landing, which is rude to me, but I'm busy all day, unfortunately.
I'm jealous of everyone who's asleep right now.
I'm getting a tattoo today.
Really?
Yeah, me and Chelsea. TLC.
What are you getting
I'm
again?
getting my Russian nickname, Katusha.
Wow.
I
Okay.
am. I'm getting a little. Because, so in the. Well, no spoiler. Maybe I won't say that because it's spoilies. But, yeah, in Latvia, I was Katusha and Chelsea was TLC.
Oh my God.
So we're getting it written in like Russian font, by which I mean
But
Cyrillic alphabet.
oh wait, my back is
What's
hurting
wrong,
now.
baby? What's
I'm
wrong,
falling
baby?
apart
I am
between my hip, my
completely.
back.
I'm unwell. Is that what it's called? The Cyrillic? I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Russian alphabet.
The what?
Okay. Yeah, the Russian alphabet was derived from Cyrillic script. Yes, I'm getting it in Cyrille. It looks really cute. Do you want to see what it looks like? I'll text it to you guys. Katusha. Because you know what, to me, Katusha, it just represented like this really alive version of myself that I adore.
Interesting.
Do you like it? Do you see it?
I do see it. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I would be surprised if you liked it. So I'm fine with whatever
Well,
you want.
yeah, to me it's like there's not necessarily anything to like or not like about it, because after all, it's just
It
letters.
just is what it is. And for me, it's about me and TLC's friendship and an amazing experience that I had.
I love that. I love to hear that.
I know, I think the tattoo artist is coming to my home, which is iconic.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know they
Because they're
made
like not
house
because
calls.
house calls because of Cove.
Interesting,
So
but
that's
why does
something.
that It doesn't seem like it would be helpful to me. You know what I
I
mean? In
know
terms of dealing with
exactly
COVID.
what you mean. I was kind of like thinking about it too, but I was like, if I don't have to leave my house, that's awesome for me.
Totally.
So that's the big plan for today. And then I have like a lunch meeting, which is iconic, which is rah rah ooh gah gah.
Can I ask who
Want
with?
your bud romance. And this guy I'm working on this script with.
That's
A
cool.
producer type, if you will.
Oh my God, they're everywhere,
And by
producer
working on this
types.
script, I mean that I haven't thought of a new idea about it since August, but we've been putting off our lunch for 2 months. So I'm gonna come in hot with not a single idea.
Cool.
It's cool. It's cool. What are you doing today?
Work. I have work.
Oh, right. You have a full-time job, which I always forget.
It'll start a little bit after this ends. It's so crazy to need this, but I need to like lie down between this and it. Because for some reason I'm like tired. What is going on?
I wonder what why you aren't sleeping deeply.
I am sleeping deeply.
Oh.
What
Oh.
do you wait, what do you mean?
I'm just like I feel like I get this way too. I'm like, why did I slept so much, but I'm still exhausted. Like, am I not
Oh
doing,
yeah.
like, am I not sleeping the right way?
But that's my whole life is sleeping and being still
I
tired.
know. I Googled why do I like have so much deep sleep, and there's something called, I think I've already talked about this, but there's something called long sleepers. And I told Brian, I was like, it's not my fault. I'm a
Oh.
long sleeper.
What does that mean? You just need
Some
more?
people just need more sleep than others. Like,
I'm
Brian can
not.
function. He can function on like 4 or 5 hours a night,
So can Angela.
and I need like 8 to 11.
I literally you too. Or it's like if I'm gonna get like if I get seven, it's the same as getting three. You know what I mean? It's like
Yeah, you might as well.
if I'm not gonna get like 9 full hours, then it doesn't matter what I get because I'm gonna be a fucking lunatic.
Do I sound so
Anyways.
stupid when I talk about my tattoo? I just love it.
No, why would you sound stupid when you talk about your tattoo?
That's a good question. I finally took my medicine that I've forgotten to take for 2 weeks.
Now, this is your. Are you gonna have it near? Remember, you have your triangle
It's gonna
tattoo.
go near there because that's now the area that's allowed for me. I've
You
broken the seal by getting my triangle tattoo, and so it's gonna be like a garnish.
there's something. It's supposed to be very calming, the experience of getting a tattoo. It's supposed to be very like.
Yeah.
Spiritual or something. Someone
I
told
think it will be. I think it
my
will
ex crush
be.
told me that.
The tattoo artist.
Yeah.
So he, if anyone
We
would
don't see
know,
anymore.
it's him.
He would.
Why don't you see him anymore? Because Long Eye?
No, because he's like not in New York. He was in New York, but he's gone now. I don't know where he is.
That can happen.
He's friends with the famous person, and he's always like with that famous
Oh my
person.
God, our guest is entering the
Hi. Oh
chat.
my gosh.
Y'all, I'm so
I'm so
excited for our guest
excited.
today. I've adored her for years and years and years, and she's
Yours and
finally on the
yours.
pod. Put your ears open
For
for
Artie
Artie
Galapudi.
Galapudi.
Hi.
We have to talk about how cute you
You
look. You're
look
wearing a pink bucket
incredible.
hat. You look
Thank you.
stunning.
All floral knits for fall.
And you're really serving professor on a Zoom energy with these books behind
I
you.
know
Like, her
there's.
wall behind her is just chock full of
What should I
books.
read?
Yeah.
What should I read next?
What should my friend
All
read?
I have are just these are like only the few of my books though, because a lot of them are like in my room and like a book in each bag.
I
Oh.
think we have the same bookshelf.
Is it from, I think this is IKEA, but
Yeah,
I did it
yeah.
wrong. I did do it
What are
wrong.
the odds?
I did it wrong. Don't look at it. I looked at
As in, ours looks
the
nothing. The shelves should be straighter than that.
I have. Did you want the
Really
shelves to be
want
vertical? Yeah.
to stand.
How are
how
you?
are
As crazy as
you?
that sounds.
I'm doing all right. I think
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good comparatively to the beginning of the year. Like now that it's the end of the year, I'm like looking back and I'm like, damn, I'm killing it right now. But like, what a year it's been. So I'm like, I think I'm doing okay. Today I'm like about to go to Jersey. We don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, but I'm gonna like stop by my parents' place for like a day or two and then come back
Oh,
I'm
nice.
fine. Are you from Jersey?
I am from Jersey, born and raised in Jersey. I love
Wow, I love it.
it.
I love Jersey.
You went to school
My friend
Do
loves
you ever go to
Jersey.
Just Subs? Do you ever go to Just Subs, the best sandwiches?
Not
No.
everyone from Jersey goes to Just Subs.
I know, it's like a really fond memory I have of going.
Where is it?
Well, there's a bunch of them like littered across the highways of New Jersey. They're just like these tiny sub shops, and they give you the biggest sandwiches you've ever seen in your life.
Wow. No, I am not going to Just Subs, but you went to Princeton, Kat, and I grew up outside of Princeton.
Oh,
So
isn't it idyllic?
we used to go to Hoagie Haven, and let me tell
Yes.
you,
The post Hoagie Haven diarrhea was very real for me.
Those are foul. They're these sandwiches that, like, they're obsessed with having, like, a mozzarella stick and a full pizza inside the sandwich. It's like, what are you trying to prove?
Oh my god. You know what I say? You know what I always say? Cake is the correct response to almost anything in life, but especially so to the question, what do you get for the person who already has everything? Honey, get the Milk Bar. Ready to win the holidays this year? Take the traditional holiday gift up a notch or 10 with an epic Milk Bar treat. Master baker Christina Tosi started Milk Bar in 2008. Perhaps you saw her in Milk Bar featured on Netflix's Chef's Table Pastry Edition, and she's been wowing the world with her unique spin on iconic flavors ever since. Milk Bar is seriously the perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life. A few of Milk Bar's bestsellers include their signature birthday cake, the salty sweet compost cookie, so good, oh my god, and, ooh, my favorite, Milk Bar pie made from a toasted oat crust with a gooey butter filling. And right now, pumpkin Milk Bar pie and apple cider donut cake are the desserts of the moment. Every Milk Bar creation is thoughtfully and beautifully packaged, made fresh, and then flash frozen. And they offer fast, even overnight nationwide delivery. I freaking love Milk Bar. I literally get so excited when someone has those little cookies ready for me whenever I walk in the door. And their birthday cake is iconic. They even have a gluten-free one, which I got for my gluten-free friend for her birthday, because that's the kind of friend I am. So here's what I'll say to you. Right now, Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. Get $10 off any order of $50 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. You'll get 10 bucks off an order of $50 by going to milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. milkbarstore.com/seek treatment. Happy holidays, baby.
So wait, now you're in grad school. Tell us everything.
Are you
well,
done?
I graduated. I'm done with grad school. I was gonna apply to a PhD, and then this like crazy pandemic happened. And
oh my god!
So I
don't get like, me started.
It literally just derailed everyone's plans, but it also made me realize like, why do I need a fucking PhD?
I know, because it probably because it feels cool to say.
Imagine doctor. Imagine doctor.
Doctor.
That's so crazy.
Kind of fun to be a doctor.
What would you be a doctor of?
So it would, and this is why it would be pointless. I have a master's in performance studies, so like I'm my like thing was very project based. So I was doing like I was exploring how women of color performing can map what a decolonial aesthetic looks like in at large, like what decolonialism can look like.
to burst she's, out she's laughing.
She's laughing so loud at what she studied. She's absolutely cracking up at what she devoted her life to.
I was just like, you're going to get a PhD in like performance and theater studies just to like.
Do you have to, yeah. Do you have to have a PhD to teach or can you teach already?
You know, it depends, right? I feel like if I were like, I don't know, like didn't James Franco teach at NYU or some shit?
And, but
like,
did he go there?
Oh,
He both.
I thought he was a professor.
If I was in college and you were my cool like performance studies teacher, I would be so addicted. It would make me feel like life was actually possible.
Oh my god!
I had this drama teacher in like college, who was weird. End of story.
But I feel like so often like your professors are like 100 years old and haven't actually worked a day in their life in the arts, and you're just like, what do I do after this besides become you?
That's
to
it.
See you, a living, breathing artist, kind of plopping through campus, being like, hey, would be so fun.
Well, I went to undergrad for jazz, like, singing and stuff. And
oh,
I
know, really? Which,
no one talks about how you have the most beautiful jazz singing voice. I'm like, is she joking?
Wait, I don't think I knew that about you.
Yeah,
she sang at Club Coming a few times.
Yeah, I went to Berklee College of Music. I'm like just like a wet fart of a person. I'm
what?
Like
a wet fart of a person because you can sing jazz.
She can do it all.
Like sing jazz and like read and like any you know. But I think that I really wanted a PhD. I didn't get it because it would be kind of useless. Like I could teach if I just have more artist experience versus spending 5 years in school.
Yeah.
So
do you want to teach? This is like, what's your, do you want to teach?
I think I would like to teach. I like teaching. I like writing and stuff and reading a lot. So I feel like, I don't know. My problem is my moon is in Gemini and I like to do everything.
I was just gonna say that. That's your problem. I'm gonna say, you know what your problem is?
Diagnosis.
What your problem is, girl? You a diagnose?
I kind of want to. I would love to teach. I also like definitely want to be one of those celebs who like takes an English class when they're really famous for absolutely no reason. Like, but falls.
Like you star in Harry. They star in Harry Potter, and then they're like, now I need to like go read Lolita in a group.
Yeah. The second I get done Harry Potter, I'm heading straight to Columbia's campus to read Lolita.
Once I wrap my first Marvel film, I'm going to go absolutely Kurt Vonnegut on your ass.
Academia is like, in theory, it's
so sexy.
Sexy, yeah.
I know. I think that's my problem. I'm like, wouldn't like life be nice wearing like a blazer and teaching?
Right.
But I'm also, I don't know.
Do you get lonely? Do you get lonely being like when you're working so much on the academic stuff and you're just like, you have to read like 10 million hours a day? Or do you like it?
I think I really liked it. At the time when I was in grad school, I was living alone and I was still doing comedy shows almost every night.
Right.
And I had an on-campus job and so I was like writing and doing all stuff, but I was like so busy that it felt like I was doing something. And then when everything stopped, like I graduated, all this other stuff happened. And then when I was ready to apply for my PhD, I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a book a week because I work at a bookstore. And
Wait, I love your bookstore you worked at, but I only went there once when I did that show there.
Oh, I used to work
different at one
bookstore. Yeah, I used to work at one bookstore and then I got pushed out this year.
I love that. I love to hear that.
Congratulations. Introducing our latest employee. Your debutante ball is leaving the bookstore.
Yeah. I got pushed out of the bookstore. I used to get like reprimanded and sent to like the basement and they would tell me that that my management style was like laissez-faire.
Did they have like a chamber like he does on You at the basement of the bookstore?
Yeah, I can't watch You because it's like honestly kind of weird.
Oh my god. Wait, but now you work at Greenlight, right?
So I don't work at Greenlight anymore. That's where I got pushed out.
Oh, that's where you got pushed out. Here
so
I am.
Now I work at Playground Coffee Shop.
Where's that?
Oh, that's so that place is so great.
It's in Bed-Stuy and they have like a bookstore in the back. And so I have one coworker who like is essentially my manager and curates and all this stuff, but I'm the only person who works in the store all weekend.
I was reading so much the first half of this year, and I think what actually derailed me, Artie, is that I did stumble upon Australian Survivor, which is 50 episodes, and that kind of...
So we gotta do what we can to keep Artie away from Australian Survivor.
Oh my god, please keep away from
the
me.
Future of the future of academia rests on Artie not finding out about Australian Survivor. It is so good.
I feel like I get sucked into it. I mean, when I was working at the last bookstore, I was not reading like this. You're not allowed to like read books or on the job at my last bookstore.
That seems crazy.
Yeah. Because when I go into a bookstore, like I need there to be someone to be like, I want to be like, what should I read? Like, to be honest, like I'm so embarrassing that I'm asking. And they're like, don't worry about it. Like, I love when people ask me. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I like this and this, but I don't necessarily need to read that. Like, I don't know. What do you think? And they're like, you can honestly read this if you want. And I'm like, okay.
that's essentially what I used to
do. I love
that. I used to flirt way more.
Yes.
I feel like everyone walks into the bookstore and wants to fall in love. And I want to like give that to them.
Yeah, oh, totally. Bookstores are so romantic. Where you go. Yeah.
Exactly.
What are you reading? What are you reading right now? Do you go through phases where you're like, I'm obsessed with this? Or how do you pick what's next?
I try to do like one fiction one weekend and then like a more serious like nonfiction the next for like balance.
Oh my god. But you're so, I'm like, you sound so smart.
And you know what? I just read a book that I feel like you would love, Kat.
What is it?
Happy Hour. I'm forgetting the woman, the author who wrote it, but it's
amazing.
Through Verso. Happy Hour is about these like girls who are 21 in 2013 in the city and are just trying to like scam their way by and have fun.
Wait, that sounds obviously incredible, all thing, especially considering that I think I turned 21 in 2013 in the city.
That's what I'm saying.
Or maybe
it's really fun. I mean, what I
that
read,
sounds great.
I read something more serious this past weekend, but I'm recommending Happy Hour because I'm just like, everyone needs a fun book right now.
So if you're a fun girl, Artie would want you to read Happy Hour.
Exactly. If you're a fun scammer.
That is me. The last book I read that I really, really liked was Acts of Desperation by Megan Nolan. Did you like that?
I didn't read that. Yeah, I haven't read that.
I think you'd like it.
I'm like trying to get more into fiction. But I'm also like, I think the problem is like when I show up to dates and stuff, I'm like not fun. And then I'm like, I have to read more fun fiction so I can like show up and be like, what's up?
Instead of you're definitely, you are definitely fun. I'm actually not letting you get away with
but
that.
But I do love like, you. And you know what I thought of like, yeah, I'm reading a lot of fiction right now to be more fun on dates.
I'm inspired to be more fun. I'm inspired to like be like a little goofier, but like, because every time I show up, I feel like I'm just like arguing when I like show up to a date.
That's hot though.
Are you right
so
now?
So what's going on with your dating?
Yeah.
Give us the rundown.
Well, this past year, I was hooking up with a coworker who was younger than me. And technically I was their supervisor.
Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool.
It was pretty fun and chaotic. And then, yeah, they, you know, they went on their merry little way. And now I'm just kind of like, can I date? Do I have time to date? Do I like to date? I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't like to date.
Well, dating when you don't have a crush is not fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to like manifest a crush.
If you don't,
but don't. I bet so many hot guys come into your bookshop. No.
Yeah. I mean, like
at playground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hotties abound. I feel.
I'm always like, you know, I feel hesitant to like give out my info really, but like even this past weekend, some guy was like, text me, I'll get you like tickets to this Carnegie Hall show, and I'm like, okay,
Carnegie
but I don't have
Hall.
A crush.
Yeah, I think like dating when you're a crush, it's like just savor not having a crush because a crush is so like debilitating that it's like it's nice to not have one sometimes.
I mean, I feel like I lost my mind this year. The crush got me like absolutely insane. Like I did not have like any sense of semblance when I was like thinking about this crush like last year.
This is the person who you were hooking up with at your store.
Yeah. And like it made no sense.
Was that the person who was at the store where you got pushed out?
Yeah.
Because you were lazy there.
Yeah. And they were also trying and they were trying to figure out like they basically were asking me like, you know, it looks like you pick favorites. And I was like, well, how do I tell them that I'm like literally fucking someone?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're like, I can clear this up. I do not play favorites. I'm just fucking only one of my employees.
Yeah. I have one favorite, not favorites.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, can I ask, like, I need to know if you feel comfortable sharing how it started because you must have been very intense.
I think meeting someone in the middle of COVID that you're working with is like really Victorian. Okay.
Yes.
Like, everything was like, you know, we remember like we would always work with our masks on. So
yeah.
I remember like the moment I saw their face when they were like drinking water.
Oh.
like, and like, you know, nobody was like sharing drinks. People weren't touching. So like there was like, I remember a day when like I was like having them help me look for a book and they like touched my hand.
Oh my God. That is Victorian.
Have you written about
seeing their face when they take their mask off is very like halfway through the first episode of Drag Race when they're all getting out of drag and it's always like a confessional where someone's like, I'm seeing some of these boys and they are cute. Like
that's literally how I felt. And it was like, and I don't think it was even a two-way street. I think I'm just somebody who's like, everything's so romantic if you let it, right?
Totally.
Like,
totally.
So I was just
and then you
like,
showed a little bit of your ankle or something.
Yeah, I literally was just like, I stopped wearing like bras to work. I'd like dress really cute all the time.
That's
something to aim for.
And I just like didn't. I was like, but I'm never gonna hook up with them. I'm just gonna like edge them forever.
You're perfect.
Because we were just like texting all the time, and then like they asked me out for Valentine's Day, but I didn't think it was a date because I thought they were just like, let's get a beer.
They asked you out for Valentine's Day. That's quite intense.
Yeah.
They were like, what are you doing Sunday? I was like, Valentine's Day, I'm working. And they're like, do you want to grab a drink there on Valentine's Day? I was like, sure. And then I just kept being like, it's not a date. They're just like, we used to take the train to and from work together because we live on the other side of the train from each other.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So what, why didn't it work? Were you ever interested
in like- What
month can
I ask? I need to know for some reason, I need to know what season it started in.
So they started working last fall. And I remember by Halloween, I was like, I think my coworker's cute. I don't know. And then I got drunk with Melissa and our other friend Hannah, and we went to the park to go see their rap group perform.
Oh my God.
Now I've heard everything.
And I was just like, oh, they are cute. I don't know about their music. I'm just kind of like,
I don't know about their music.
And I was like, that's cute. And then like, it just kind of like was something that I was like feeling but was never going to act on until, I don't know, they used to just like text me when I wasn't in work and be like, I know you're away for the week, like I missed you. And I was like, oh,
oh my gosh,
that's sweet.
Do they still live across the street from you?
They live like down the street. Yeah.
Wait, so why isn't it, why can't you just be together?
No, literally, so we had this like manic on and off thing because we're like, oh, it's like too intense. And I am about, it's about to be 7 years that I'm single in February. So like, you know, I'm someone who's like very slow to make the move of like deciding what I want. And so we had this on and off thing. And then they like hooked up with like a skinny little white girl who's a lot younger than me. And they tried to talk to me about it. And I was like, I feel weird.
They tried to talk to you about it, like, hey, what do you, like, in terms of, like...
No, like, as a friend, they tried to talk to you about it?
They tried to be like, I think I'm poly because I hooked up with this
person
and had a conversation. And I was like,
ah! Wait, can I ask, like, how... Can I ask about the first kiss? Like, how did it happen?
Oh, okay. The first kiss is a good story.
I can tell.
A really good story. I helped them with their self-tape for Euphoria.
Oh my god, stop it.
Screaming. I'm screaming, screaming, screaming bloody murder.
So they like came over my apartment, and this was at a time when like no one was really coming over my apartment, right? So it was like they came over, we were like drinking wine and smoking and like eating pizza, and I was like helping them with their fucking stupid self-tape. And then we're like on my couch and I'm like stoned and have like my legs across his. And we're arguing over what is the better band to put on a playlist, Queen or Talking Heads. Mm. And like, we're like arguing. And then I just look at them and I go, what are we doing? And they were like, you want to make out? And I was like, yeah, let's make out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm 16.
Was it electric?
It was really fun. It was like, it was really fun. For a long
time. Were you Queen or Talking Heads?
I was like, I think Queen is the better band, but Talking Heads, like, you can always put, like, a 2 to 3 minute song on a playlist.
That's great. This is very high fidelity vibes.
It's very high. Yeah, you're living in a world that is high fidelity in you. You're living in that world, and that's the circle you swim in.
it really felt like that, and, like, the ending, like, wasn't even, I don't know. So I thought I was having our miscarriage at a certain point because I just start bleeding.
No.
And then what ends up happening is I actually spent most of this year bleeding and getting tested for cancer.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Oh, my God.
Make things intense.
I'm so sorry. So,
yeah. So, like, I started bleeding. I'm, like, uncontrollably bleeding. Like, I can't really even, like, stand certain days at work, which is why when they were reprimanding me, I was like,
oh, my God.
So, it's automatically intense because we don't know what's happening with my body. I don't have a miscarriage, so, like, they were, like, cool, but, like, what's happening? I get surgery in June.
Oh.
I'm really, like, sensitive about my surgery because it was intense. So I start talking to them again, and we start, like, sending each other, like, they, like, work at a summer camp every year. I mean, I'm 16. And I find out I don't have cancer, but I find out I'm technically, like, I can't carry a child in my uterus. And so I'm getting, like, mad sensitive, and we start just sending ass photos to each other back and forth in July.
Medicinal ass photos, healing spiritual ass photos.
Like, they send me one where, like, they were like, there's a tick on my ass, and then I send one that's like, zoom in and let me know if you find any ticks, you know, just like,
oh my god.
Ass photos are fun.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry already.
That's so fucking intense.
Yeah, I was bleeding for a really long time. They had to surgically input an IUD because my uterus is, you know, weird shaped, I guess. But
do you have endometriosis?
So that's what they're thinking. And right now, like, it's like, it's just like something that was really intense for the 6 months while I was getting pushed out of work. While I was with a coworker who ended up hooking up with a white girl.
Oh my God.
And like, so July, he comes back. We're like, hooking up again, kind of trying to hang out, trying to be friends. And then I was like, okay, I haven't done this in 6 years. I have feelings for you.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in 6.5 years, told anybody that.
Is this before or after he decided he was poly with the young white girl?
It was after, because we were still hooking up.
And, okay. And this is also after your surgery, right? So you've had this like intense bond.
Yeah. So then they're like, I don't, you know, I can't be a partner right now. And then the next week, they text me. They're like, I decided to be monogamous with this person.
No.
Oh, my God.
Fuck this. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so fucking annoying.
Oh, my God. I felt like I couldn't eat for, like, 3 days, and then all of a sudden I was okay. All of a sudden, I've, like, last few months, all of a sudden I was like, huh, like, I'm fine.
They show, you know why? They showed you who they are.
And you believe them. When someone
When
someone shows you who they are, believe them. Is what I'm getting tattooed on my forehead.
So when was that? That was
end of August.
Fuck. So now you're crushed. Part two.
Yeah.
Now you're part two.
Now I'm like, honestly, I don't even have any like bad feelings towards them. I literally was just texting them yesterday about Bruno Mars. Like, I feel fine about it. I also am like, they're deeply 25. Like, I edited their resume and was like, oh shit, you graduated college in 2019.
No.
That's intense. That's really crazy.
That's crazy that people who graduated college in 2019 or 25. Now, I'm literally one of the oldest people living and breathing and working in New York.
When someone shows you that they're 25, you have to believe
them. Yeah.
You have to believe them.
20?
Are you 30 yet?
I'm 30.
Cool. Yeah, me too. Hey, me too.
Marty, remember that you were the first, you were my first time I ever coached in prep. You were in the group. Remember?
Oh shit. Was I good or bad?
You were good. I thought you were really funny.
I got a lot of bad notes for improv. Someone once told me that my base reality is off from everyone around me.
Oh my God.
I think that's a compliment.
Oh, what it's like in here.
Artie, don't you feel like we've lived like so many different lives in New York City?
100%. I feel like that all the time. Like, I was talking about this with my therapist. Shout out Deanne.
Deanne.
I was like, it's weird to like tell someone your feelings for them and feel really close to them, and they have not known people in your life that will never be able to like have, like, I was like trying to explain to them who like Ryan like is in my life, and I feel like now I'm really good at verbally explaining it, to the point where when it was Ryan's birthday earlier this year, just for listeners, my best friend who passed away, like, this person like got food delivered to my house for me.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, and I'm like, I think I'm getting really good at like using my words because of therapy and all this shit, but it also makes me sound like I've had like 100,000 lives.
Yeah.
that's beautiful.
Yeah. I really loved your friendship.
He's amazing.
Just like such a goof, and I feel like that's also why I'm like, I love a bad date. Like, I love the story. It's so funny. Yeah. But like, it's not fun right now. I can't, like, nobody wants to like lean into like being funny. Like, the other night I went on a date and the people next to us brought a parrot into the
bar.
Yeah. No. How come they did that?
I don't know. I don't know about people with birds, I have to say. I don't know about that.
That's like Monique and Potomac had a parrot for a bit.
They live a long time. They live a really long time though.
You should write a book, Ari.
How long is long?
Do you want to write a book? And how long is long?
So long is like the parrot was 27.
No.
So the parrot like is in their prime.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, the parrot can rent a car. And
yeah, the parrot like might be finally moving into their own apartment.
Don't even come to study you. I went to LaGuardia Airport to try to rent a car and was told no on Saturday.
Why? Why don't you have a credit card?
Because I don't have a credit card, and you need a you can't use your debit card for some reason. No matter.
Take
a huge hold if you want. Is what I was trying.
Hold it all.
But they were really upset with me. They were really upset with me there that I didn't have a credit card, and they were really upset that I just even was there, that I had the gall to come without a credit card.
Oh my God.
So
you gotta apply to a credit card, Pat.
I know. I have to get a credit card. I think I have bad credit.
I actually just got declined for one. I don't know what I did wrong.
I'll always remember when I got declined for the Old Navy credit card, and the man on the Old Navy counter said it was the first time he's ever seen it happen. He said he'd never seen it before. And I was like, I'm sorry.
At Old Navy? That's crazy.
He didn't even tell me it was a credit card. He was like,
What did you want to buy?
I did buy a couple new shirts when I was going to be a temp gay receptionist. And he was like, do you want this card? But he didn't say credit card. Like, he made it sound like it was like loyalty program. And I was like, of course, I always shop here. And he had me type in my social. And I was like, this is an interesting loyalty program. And then he was like going off, because I was going to get 25% off. That's why I signed up. I was going to get 25% off if I like signed up that day.
Classic.
And then his face like dropped. And he was like, oh my God, I've never seen this before. You actually can't have this, and you never can have it. And
you gotta break that glass ceiling.
Yeah. And then he goes, he's like, what I can do is give you a 10% coupon to Banana. And they said, okay, I'll have it.
Banana is like weirdly overpriced, is what I'll say.
Why is it overpriced like that? Yeah. I literally was at the mall with my mom a few months ago and I was like, why is this plain ass t-shirt?
Banana? Yeah, Banana thinks it's like couture.
Banana thinks it's theory. Banana thinks it's like theory. Banana thinks it's the row.
Yeah.
You know what I'll say about Old Navy? No matter what shape my beautiful body has been, I've always been able to find an item at Old Navy.
And we have to celebrate that. Yeah.
Especially their swimsuits are amazing. We have to shout out.
Dude, I feel that. Size inclusive.
Where did you get this beautiful sweater that you're wearing?
I thrifted this.
Oh, heaven.
Yeah. A lot of my like weird little articles of clothing are from this like warehouse thrift store in Jersey. So I'll like buy them and then like get them all adjusted because I feel like I'm the older I get, the weirder my body shape is.
Oh, mine's absurd. The shape is absurd.
It's absurd. I'm like, how can I be a smaller? I don't know what I am. All I know is that if I like the color of something, or I'll be on like Depop and be like, okay, this is cool. But
I know I'm scared to get too into Depop because I can just see the hours I'm gonna waste.
It's gone.
I'm really bad at shopping. The second I start shopping, I get so anxious and just like it really just triggers me so deeply because nothing ever fits the way it's supposed to. And then I always get into this like spiral where I'm like, why can't I just be shaped like essentially a mannequin or like one of like it must be so nice to go into a store and be able to just try things on and like have things fit you. You know what I mean? I get really caught in this like spiral thinking about that. And I feel hot. I feel physically hot. Like I'm like shutting down. It's really bad. I really can't shop. And then if I'm with Angel, he'll always want me to try on one more thing. I don't know. I'll look down and then I'll like snap and then I'll shout. And it's never a good experience.
It honestly, until I started going to this like warehouse in the middle of Jersey, because like everyone who's shopping there, they're just regular Jersey people.
Totally.
I feel no pressure. I'll like, what I usually do is I eat an edible and have my mom drop me off and then pick me up at the Wendy's next door.
Oh my God. That sounds like heaven.
That sounds like a perfect day.
You know, it's a perfect day.
Wait, Artie, we can bleep it. We can bleep it, but what's the warehouse called? I'm curious.
Oh, it's just Unique Thrift. And it's so big.
I have been there. It's fucking amazing.
It's huge. It's great. And like, they have like a bunch of like bric-a-brac. They have like all this like, chef's tapes and all this stuff, you know?
I also think like on Mondays or something they have like an even bigger discount. Mm-hmm. I've gotten some really good stuff there.
It's good. It's really good. And it's like, it doesn't make me feel weird about what size I am. It's very like, this is a wild print. I'm just gonna like get
totally.
It adjusted. Yeah.
I don't really have like an aesthetic and I don't really have a fashion sense. Like I'm always just trying to blend. I just want to wear something that will help me just blend into the rest of the world. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I guess that's your aesthetic.
I guess that's my aesthetic, huh?
Mine's huh, like, what outfit can I wear that lets everybody know that I work at a bookstore?
mine's like, I want everyone to think I'm interesting, but also fuckable. You know what I realized? You know what I unpacked the other week? I was like, why is my biggest fear in life not being fuckable?
Oh my God.
Why is that the most insulting thing to me? Which is insane because of course, certain people aren't going to want to fuck. Yeah. But I'm like, if they don't want to fuck me, it's a reflection on my character.
I feel that. So, you know, we did a show yesterday already. And after the show, so I met someone at the show and I feel comfortable leaving this in. And Catherine was like, this person's friend said he wants to fuck you. And so, of course, even though I'm partnered in a monogamous relationship, mm-hmm. I still went to my phone to find this person in their following, in the person who we are mutuals followings. And he was cute, mm-hmm. but he didn't follow me. I realized.
I think he's probably intimidated of you. Yeah. You're the star on the stage.
No, he didn't even follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, I think he's probably intimidated.
You don't not follow someone on Instagram. I follow Selena Gomez, for Christ's sake.
Oh, you'd be surprised the people who have made the choice not to follow me.
I know, but I don't think that's a sexual... You don't not follow someone because you're sexually intimidated by them. That's all the more reason that you do follow them.
Because then, like, some people, like, don't like to see the person that they're attracted to on their feed and things like that. Mm.
I don't know about that.
I also think because you're so visibly partnered, I think it's like, what's the point?
I know.
Mm-hmm. I think When I was growing up, one of the big things that I thought was if I had any body hair at all, nobody would ever fuck me.
Of course.
I used to wax like my arms and my back.
Oh my God.
That's so tough. I want to give little Artie a hug.
It was so bad. I used to be like, you can't get tattoos if you have hairy arms. Like all these things of like my body hair. I remember in middle school, this girl looked up at me and stares at me and goes, were you born with just one eyebrow? And I like broke out crying because I like was just like, my hair. And like, I thought I would never fuck. But like growing up, I'm like, most cis men, at least cis straight men, are going to do missionary lights off anyways. They're not going to see the body hair. It's fine.
Body hair is so sexy to me. Like guys and girls. Like I love like a bush. I love like, oh, like a hairy chest.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always think about this guy who I hooked up with, who was very missionary lights off, but he was really hot. And I was like, why is he insisting he wouldn't let me turn the lights on? And he was, I'll always remember this. He was visiting New York on a business trip, which is so hot. I was like, saw him at Barracuda in Chelsea. And I was like, it was during my like wild days. And I was like, hadn't slept in days. And I was like, hi. And went back to his like Airbnb, and he was insistent upon missionary, and he was insistent upon lights off, which was so interesting to me.
I hate lights off.
I know.
All the lights off.
I was like, no, yeah. I was like, if anything, I should want lights off here, because you know. But he wanted lights off, so I don't know. I wish him the best. I think about him often. Even it was a hot hookup, even despite everything.
Oh. I love
if
that.
If the person I'm fucking isn't, like, screaming about how much they love it, I'm like, this sucks.
And it has to be, like, fun and funny. Like, that's, I think, where I got, like, two in my bag with this person this year. Because, like, it was fun and funny. I got to, like, make jokes through it. Like, at one point, we were in my room, and I caught, like, my reflection in the window. And I started laughing. And he was like, what's going on? And I was like, you know, like, I just know that therapy is working because, like, I'm not traumatized looking at my ass.
I feel like you famously have a great ass.
I did not know until literally.
Yeah. Until like, therapy.
And that's why everyone should be in therapy. Wait, so Artie, now is a portion of our show where we ask you just one quick question. Who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Okay, so who I was a very nervous varsity cheerleader in high school.
Varsity cheer?
You contain multitudes.
Completely self-hating. Who I am is...
But wait. Let's just dive into that really quickly. What was cheerleader at your school? Because cheerleader is one of those things that, like, in media, cheerleader is, like, something. It's very, like, 1950s, like, I'm at the game, and I'm, like, very sought after. And then sometimes cheerleader, it's, like, we're athletes, first and foremost, and it's, like, that's our vibe, and we're kind of, like, the jock. We're the jocks of the bunch. And then sometimes cheerleader is just, like, I fucking love my school and will die for my school. So what was cheerleader?
Loving your school is so scary.
I know. It's just a building. It's just a building after all. What I like to say, cheerleader, is your school is just a building after all.
I think the cheerleaders were like, my friends were like the very like cute, like cool girls that I was friends with. We were also like, most of us were also on like the dance team, you know?
That's helping.
We're athletes, but like we're kind of cute and like what's good. All my friends were like, I was friends with a lot of white girls who were like cool girls. And then I was kind of like, and Artie, she's funny, right? And there's like nothing wrong with that, but I remember like having crush, like being fucking boy crazy, because I will be like, you know, even as like a bi person, when I use boy, I like mean it like as like, yeah. I'm like love crazy all the time.
Yes.
I have a crush. And I was like that in high school, but no one, my first kiss was at math camp, and he broke up with me to go to rehab for OxyContin. You know
what
I mean?
God.
Like, oh my God.
That's kind
of hot. I know. I'm like, why is that hot? I have.
Because it's like he's good at math, but he's also like. It's
like he's smart, but he just got like stuck. Like it's not his fault. Like,
exactly. Like his reaction.
Yeah.
If anything, he's too in tune with his body.
Well, because, yeah, as someone who was hooked on OxyContin, I can speak. But I think that it's also kind of like, wow, like. His brain is so powerful in terms of math that he like has to quiet down his thoughts with these oxy for a second. He has to numb out because he's that like
in love. I when he gave me his can of Axe spray.
Oh my God.
How
Axis?
old were you? What year was this?
This was the year I turned 16, so it was the
Oh,
summer
one
of
of the youngest ages.
2017.
Seven.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Axe is really erotic to me, but in a scary way. Axe is really scary, but erotic to me. Do you know what I mean? As someone who grew up in New Jersey, like, because I grew up in Long Island, and
It's
Axe,
hyper masculine, I
well,
fear.
Axe was very like, it's after gym class, people are putting their uniforms back on, and like, I'm looking around, and I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, everyone's kind of hot, and everyone's covered in Axe except for me. I'm the only person not in Axe, and I'm scared, but I'm attracted. That's where
Yeah,
Axe brings me to.
it was when he broke up with me, I lit it on fire.
Oh my God, did that like make, cause an explosion and it caused real
Yeah,
damage to the ozone layer?
I definitely we're experiencing climate change because I went through a bad breakup in 2007.
The power that has, queen. So wait, did you end up dating in high school more?
No, nobody ever
Yeah.
wanted anything to do with me until it, like, sexually, I would say. Until like right after I graduated, I ended up dating the summer before I went to college. A little Japanese boy who sat behind me in AP statistics.
Where's he
I dated him
now?
that summer, and then, well, I think he, I don't know where he is actually, but we broke up because he took me to see 500 Days of Summer, and I said, I'm kind of like Zooey Deschanel in
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Never take a girl to see 500 Days of Summer because they'll walk out thinking they're Zooey Deschanel and they're gonna break up with you.
I think everyone here knows that when I went to see that movie, I was having such a subconscious, terrifying fear of leaving for college that my jaw kept locking during the whole movie. And I thought I was dying because my jaw was like locking. And my parents were like, I think you're just nervous about going to college. And I was like, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm excited. I'm not nervous. And my jaw is like, that's my connection
My
to
connection to 500
that
Days of Summer was there was a girl on the cross country team whose grandmother passed away, and so me and my friend and my hashtag girlfriend went to her house to go to like the funeral because like she was like a friend with the girl whose grandmother passed away, and then we like were all watching and we slept at her house and we were all watching a 500 Days of Summer on a futon. After the funeral, and I fell asleep during it because it was boring to me. I
Wow.
ultimately would go on to come out as gay.
That's a rich, rich sense memory.
Every one of my childhood stories ends with, and I ultimately would go on to come out as gay.
So then you were in high school, you're a cheerleader, and then were you like, I'm gonna audition? Did you audition for like a bunch of music schools, or how did that work?
Yeah, so I had like, since I was like 7, I had been like studying classical music and like opera
Wow.
at like Westminster Choir College. And so my parents were like, it's going to look good on your resume for when you apply to an Ivy League. But then suddenly I was like, I kind of like this performing thing. I used to come into New York and go to shows all the time. Like I would see like Sonic Youth like every year, like shit like that, that I was just like, I want to do something involving music and performance. And my parents were like against it, but they were like, if you get into the schools, then we'll have to consider it.
Yeah.
And so then
Great.
I ended up getting into Berklee and I like freaked out because I was like,
It's like the best one, isn't it?
I mean, it's like pretty well known, and like as a high schooler, like people, like I didn't think I was gonna get in. Like not a lot of people didn't, like I just didn't have the experience for it. But I got in, and then I went, and then as soon as I went, like I feel like I just like did a bunch of shrooms, smoked a lot of weed, and then just like kind of like shifted a lot of things about me. Like I'm not friends with a lot of people from high school because I think my ideals are very different than like Central Jersey
Yeah.
white girls who. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just like, I don't know. I think a lot of people thought I was like hooked on drugs because I did like shrooms like 3 times. But I
Classic.
was like, no, I'm just like, just like trying to find another world, man, you know?
And you did. And in improv class, you learned that you had actually access to another reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Seriously,
You
I'm like,
succeeded.
yeah. But yeah.
And so was music school like, what, were you like in a band? Like, what was the vibe? Was it just like,
Music school was like your first day there, you would go do a proficiency. So you would sing a song and then they'd rate you 1 through 8.
oh my God, that's
That's intense.
horrifying. If
Horrifying.
someone tried to rate me 1 through 8, I would be like, don't do that.
It was really fun. There was like a lot of fun people. Everyone was like definitely a character. Like it was the first time in my life I was like openly talking about the music I liked. It was the first time I was sexually desired. Like my first semester there, every party I went to, every weekend, I would hook up with at least one person. Like,
oh my yes. God, that's incredible.
What a rush.
Just like, I was like, I'm making out like in bathrooms in the middle of like Boston. Like, it's just like, it felt really romantic. But then halfway through school, I met my boyfriend at the time who went to Harvard and like drove a Mini Cooper and like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Like,
wait, how did you meet him? Cause how did you meet?
What is the vibe of Mini Coopers? Most importantly,
it just was like a funny car that like, he would like come out. He was like wearing short shorts before it was like really cool. You know? Like,
yeah.
He was just kind of like someone who like read as queer. And I really was like, I think I'm into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we met at a New Year's party because he was rolling cigarettes on the fire escape.
Hot.
And I was like, this guy's kind of cute. He's like hand rolling these little cigarettes. And I was just like, kind of bullied him a little. And then we kissed and then he threw up and got alcohol poisoning. And then I gave him my number because I was helping.
I thought you were going to say, and then I gave him CPR and resuscitated him back to life and said, be my boyfriend. Now that you're alive again, be my boyfriend.
Exactly. It was touch and go there for a while, but now you're my boyfriend.
And so I trapped him by like helping him when he got sick. So,
but wait, wasn't that like super long dist because he was at Harvard and you were at Burke?
No, because I worked at the American Apparel in Cambridge, not to humble brag. You know,
wow.
Wait, where is Berkeley?
It's in Boston. Fuckable.
Oh, I'm thinking of Berkeley in California. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I know. It's different. It's different.
Oh, I didn't know about that part.
Yeah.
So how long did you date this person?
Well, I graduated college a year early, and so it was a very not that long relationship in the grand scheme of things. Like, I think it was like a year and a half or so.
That's really long in college.
Yeah, but when you're in college, that's so intense.
I know.
A year and a half is long.
Were you in love?
I think I was in love. I think the thing was, I was a virgin up until my second semester of college, and then like mm-hmm. this guy put something in my drink and had a really traumatic experience.
Oh my God.
But then this guy was so nice, the person that mm-hmm. I was dating. But I was also like, I want to feel like sparks. Like, I want to feel crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, he didn't make me feel crazy, which at 20, you know, you want to feel a little crazy.
As they were down Love Island, you want to feel like, you want to rip the clothes off. Like, you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing that they keep saying on Love Island this season I'm watching is that they haven't been saying before is, I still rate you as a person. Like, I definitely rate you as a person, but like, it's just, I don't
know. 1 through 8.
I don't want to rip your clothes off. Anyways.
Yeah, and I wasn't feeling like that. So then I moved to New York.
But you still rated him as a person.
Yeah.
Whatever that meant.
And then when you got to New York, like, how did you fall into the comedy world?
Well, I initially got into another relationship, like, right away, and it was really bad.
Do I know about that one? Is that one I know about?
I think, yeah, because as I was, like, leaving, basically the reason why I moved in with Ryan and Julian was because I wanted to make a plan of, like, how can I leave this relationship, like, very dark.
Yeah.
And put it in a dark place. So I took an improv class and I hated it, but then I was like, I'm going to see where this goes. And I took a second one and then I met Ryan and I was like, I fucking hate this kid. He's so fucking corny. He's like, he's wearing like little polos and being like mad excited. Like he's like sending me messages like, you're so funny. It's so fun. And I'm like, fuck off. Aww. And then I go into my third improv class and on the first day, Ryan's there like, hey, and I'm like, fuck, like, why is he here?
So cute.
So then we just became like really close, and Ryan was someone who was like, you should just write your own stuff, you should just hear your own stuff.
Yeah,
totally.
Like, that was it. You just need like one person to support you, I feel like.
Yeah,
that late quote, there's that one person, it only takes like one person in the audience.
It's true.
Yeah,
so
Lady Gaga always says there can be 99 people in your improv 301 class and only one of them needs to think that you can write your own stuff. Yeah.
He literally was that, like, he was like someone who was like, oh, you do know how to sing, because I was like, I don't sing anymore. But I was like, he was like, you do know how to sing, you do know how to do all these things. And he would just like literally be like, your jokes about assault are funny, like your voice is important.
Yeah.
So it kind of just like took off from there. It's like a very, it's weird because like I'll talk to people and be like, you know, it didn't help me leave an abusive relationship, but the friends I found through that helped me like know that I could leave a relationship.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And when people are like, and comedy saved you, I was like, no.
Oh God. If anything, it destroyed me. But the people, yeah.
Comedy made me very unwell and still does, but like, yeah. So that is how I landed in comedy, and like literally just having someone be like, Everything you do is great. You just do whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then were you writing poetry like all throughout that time period, or was that like always a secret passion?
So, I mean, I'm always like reading shit, but one of the things that sparked it was one time Ryan emailed me a list of everyone he had slept with. I replied back with everyone I had slept with. And then I was like thinking about everybody I've ever kissed at that point. So I used to write little poems and like read them in my apartment to describe each like scenario that happened.
Oh, yes.
And then it just like kind of spun out into being like, oh, actually, like I like writing poetry. I'm going to keep doing it. But yeah, it literally started with a list of being like, let's talk about who we fucked, which is why I'm so like deranged, because I'm like, everything, like, I need to feel like a little manic about someone I like.
Totally.
Oh, totally. No, me and my best friend from college, she and I have a shared Google Doc of everyone we slept with little notes about them, just like a word or two. And it like, it's so nourishing to share. Yeah.
Isn't one of them like choked on a pretzel?
Yeah, that's true. No, this guy said like his, this like isn't funny now, but he was telling me like about how his dad died or something because he choked on like a pretzel. And I was like, I have to go home.
Oh my God.
Look, I wish him the best.
My favorite.
I couldn't tell if he was joking.
If his dad actually died from choking on a pretzel?
I don't, it was 2015. It's all a blur.
Yeah, the humor then is different. I mean,
pretzels were not safe back then. Pretzels were not safe back then.
Not safe. Yeah. And now they are. I mean, I love telling date stories. My favorite one ever is like 2 years ago on Christmas Eve, a guy threw up on our first date because we split a bottle of wine. And then he took a shot after. And then we rematched on Tinder like a month ago. And he was like, hey. And then I sent a bunch of puke emojis and he goes, you remembered.
That's sweet. That's honestly heartwarming for some reason.
I ship you and that person.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like guys are like aren't human, but then when you hear that story, I'm like, oh, guys like are human like me.
Like how I am.
Straight guys.
Now, Artie, you know, who are you now? Who is this person that sits before me today?
Let's see. I feel like I am someone who I like describe myself more as like a writer and performer than just a comedian.
Yeah.
Cause like I love doing stand up, but like, I don't know, I'm not going to like the clubs and doing stand up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to like, when I did my hour recently, I don't want people to walk in thinking it's going to be like joke.
Right.
Totally.
Where did you do your hour?
I did it at Union Hall. I'm going to do it again at the end of January, but it's basically how it maps like having suicidal ideation and like how we move through that.
Wow, I want to see that.
I want to see it. I know.
Yeah,
I want
to like poetry and music, and it's like
I'm definitely fine.
And I love your really cute friend who played with you at Club Comedy.
Alex,
is he part of the show?
Yeah, he's in it. He's my best
you
friend.
You guys are amazing together.
Wait,
I know, it's crazy.
Who is that?
Did you meet him, Pat? He's like this really cutie.
Everyone thinks he's very hot. Always am like. My hot friend Alex.
Is he gay?
I feel like he's just out of a relationship, so I feel like he's like in an exploratory phase. So I'm not really sure what he's identifying as anymore.
Cool.
But he's definitely a cutie. He's super nice, and I like literally make fun of him all the time because he's so crunchy granola-y. Like,
Pat's like, does he identify as wanting to be with me?
Does he follow me? Does he follow me, or is he too sexually intimidated by me?
We have a pact that we're going to have a test tube baby together.
Oh, fine.
Oh, wonderful.
A very beautiful baby.
Stunning.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited to see that show. I really want to see it. That sounds really good.
Let me know. I mean, it went, and honestly, I've never been able to say this about my work ever up until this year, but like, it's like the best like writing I've done in a really long time.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm like finally confident to sing. It ends with like us covering a song by Ryan, and it's like a really, really special show, but it's also, and it is really funny, but I don't want to like be like pigeonhole myself into being like, every time you see me, you're going to just like laugh.
Totally.
Like, I think there needs to be levels and that's okay. So that's how, and I don't know, like I love the bookstore I work at now. I like love the work that I do. I definitely like have never smoked more weed in my entire life from this point. I just don't care about a lot of the things that used to hold me back. Like after going through like a debilitating crush and then like physical debilitation this year, I'm just like, whatever, I'm just gonna just mad goofy and I'm just gonna like try.
Yeah.
Yes, like enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And what is your dream? Like what do you want? to do, truly, if you can invent it.
I feel like what I want to do is I'm manifesting book deal 2022.
You should absolutely write a book.
I'm like manifesting it. You know, I've been like working on this pieces of work for so long. Like I'm manifesting that shit. I'm also like, I want to get to the point where like, I don't have to always be working retail part time.
Yeah.
Even but, like just hearing you tell your story of like this year for you, like I feel like I could see it in as like even a novel, like a, some fictionalized version of it or a nonfiction. But like, I feel like I could see that book of a year in this person's life. You know what I mean?
I literally, when I was watching High Fidelity, I was like, someone needs to write something about the bookstore. Like, I have so many obsessions. The first day I saw the boy's mouth. Like,
yeah.
He snaggled tooth, right? Like, just like dumb romantic shit that I'm like, I know I'm not hung up on them. I'm hung up on all the cool writing that I could do through that really formative experience.
Yeah. And going through like health stuff during it. Like, I don't know.
I know the physical manifestation of like how crazy everything was is so. Our bodies are insane.
It's so insane. I was like, you're not going to be with this fucking 25-year-old who lives with 5 out of the 7 members of their rap group.
Oh my God.
I know, but at the time you were like, yes, I am.
No glassware. They didn't have any. We were drinking out of red Solo cups, which is fine, but it was just like, how old am I? Like, yeah. I can't be doing
this. But I feel like, yeah, the whole world like shut down. And so any kind of rules about that just felt ridiculous. And they still do. I'm like, who fucking cares?
Fucking cares.
What am I supposed to do? Like have a baby? Are you joking? I'm so not there.
Exactly. So as long as I can like keep diving in. And I think that's like everything that I'm like working towards now. Like even having like difficult conversations with friends being like, hey, here are my boundaries. I still love you. Like,
yeah.
I've never been able to do that until now. But yeah, I think who I want to be is just someone who like keeps doing shit that makes me laugh. Like, I literally was going to leave a date and then somebody brought in a parrot and I was like, fuck it, I'll have another drink.
Like, the parrot question.
Is it time? Should we do, that. Do you feel
crush of the week?
Crush of the week?
Do you have a crush of the week? It could be a person, place, thing, idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. My crush of the week. Okay. I would say, I've been looking at like a lot of like Kid Cudi wearing like all these like beautiful dresses and like hair cool colors, and I feel like that is Kid Cudi has been like my crush for a really long time. But I just feel like he posted this photo of him last week in like a wedding dress and like heavy eyeliner. I was like, I think that's like the physical manifestation of my bisexuality. Like that is, you know, like there's like balance, and that's what I'm trying to like manifest in whoever I have a crush on next too. Of like, of that sort of like, I believe in whatever gender I am, very sturdy, and like I'm gonna wear a fucking wedding dress to like a party I'm throwing for like whatever reason.
So yeah, that's incredible.
It's very sexy. The confidence is very sexy.
Okay.
My crush of the week is hot producer Allison and Lola.
Ooh.
Because I was really down and Allison cheered me up, and then we got Lola, and I feel like she's gonna bring so much joy into our lives.
I love that.
My crush of the week is the person who is friends with your friend who said they want to fuck me but also just don't follow me on Instagram.
Oh, I love an unrequited crush for you, Pat.
Yeah, me too. It's what
it's fun. It's fun to have something to think
keeps
about.
Keeps things fresh.
It does. Oh, you know what? I was texting my friend. What was she saying? She had a crush on someone, and she said, what did she say? She was like, the world has to keep going round and crushes are the glue.
Wow.
That is so beautiful.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And
I know, she's a genius.
Do you guys feel hot today?
I actually think I look randomly like, I know I look kind of grungy, but I feel really beautiful.
I sprang out of bed to get here and I don't feel like 1000% awake, but I think I feel fine.
Wait, you know what I have to tell you, Pat, is I... As a statement and a comment on what you were saying last night, I slept in my little nightgown.
Oh, cool.
I wore this nightgown to the show last night, and I was like, I'm wearing pajamas. And Pat was like, yeah, I feel like ladies like used to sleep in things like that. And I'm like, I should bring it back. So
I love that.
This, like, sexy little slip dress. Just
oh, wow. Isn't honestly, you need like a faint. Dude, you probably have a fainting couch. Do you have a fainting couch?
in my mind, I have a normal couch that I faint on.
Yeah.
Artie, do you feel hot today?
I think so.
Look incredible. I love this look.
Yeah, you have a really good vibe about you right now.
Thank you. I feel pretty good. I feel like on the up and up. I feel like good. I'm happy this year is ending. You know, I'm gonna probably, you know, buy a new wallet online today. You know, I got big plans.
No, that's such a rush to be like, I need to buy this. I have to buy this thing.
I'm
I have
so excited, to. You know, it's like whenever someone is asking me, like even my mom recently on the phone with me was like, oh, you're so like happy with like such small things all of a sudden. Mm. I'm like, I'm so excited to get a wallet, bitches.
That's good.
No, that like is life. After the years we've had, it's like, just savor whatever tiny thing brings you joy for 1 second.
Exactly. I'm gonna get an expensive, nice wallet I've been saving for.
I love it. I love what you were saying about just like so many things that used to bother you or hold you back just seem irrelevant. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I think I feel that. Sorry.
To quote Sheryl Crow, in the sacred space, all I want to do is have some fun, and I've got a feeling. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. You are not the only one. Thank you so much for joining our pod. We have one more question before we go. And be completely honest, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. And I love both God. Of you. I would never be mad at you.
Oh, thank you. Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you at all. Are you mad at me because I was a bit late to the sesh?
No, because I actually needed to talk to Allison for a few minutes.
Okay, so cool. Fine. And Artie, you're not mad at me.
Absolutely not, no.
I could never be mad at you. I love know, you. I really never, have I love so, you much so much love for you, Artie, and I'm so glad that you came on the pod.
I'm so glad you guys
me
had
too.
Me.
Thank you so much for doing it. And it's yeah. nice. Yeah, I feel like you've been in my life for so many years now, and I love watching all the amazing things you do.
I love watching you guys do all the amazing things. So fun. Hell yeah.
More to come. All we want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. Okay, thank you so much, girlie.
All right, guys. Bye, guys. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky and